Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a really fascinating and frankly, a bit alarming development in the world of cyber warfare. We've always thought of state-sponsored attacks as these incredibly complex, high-tech operations, right? Like something out of a spy movie, involving zero-day exploits and months of planning.
Exactly. That's the narrative we're used to, elite hacking groups meticulously crafting tools to breach the toughest defenses. But it turns out, the game is changing, and it's getting surprisingly simple. Ukraine's CERT Center has highlighted a new technique being used by Russia's notorious sandworm unit, and it's called ClickFix.
And ClickFix is a seismic shift, isn't it? It blurs the lines between those petty online scams we all try to avoid and the absolute apex of state-sponsored espionage. It's a strategic pivot towards exploiting human psychology with alarming effectiveness, which is a terrifying thought.
Absolutely. Think about your everyday online experience. We're constantly bombarded with CAPTCHAs, those little puzzles to prove we're not bots. They're a minor annoyance, a necessary evil. But ClickFix weaponizes that exact experience. It's deceptively simple, really.
Right, so how does it work? From what I understand, attackers present a fake CAPTCHA on a compromised website. Instead of typing characters, the user is instructed to copy a block of text and paste it into their terminal. It seems like an unusual verification step, but it's actually the trigger for malicious code.
That's precisely it. That copied text isn't random, it's a script, often PowerShell, that executes silently in the background once pasted. This script can then do a whole range of harmful things, from installing malware to stealing sensitive data. It's social engineering at its finest.
And what's really striking is that this technique initially emerged as a tool for financially motivated cyber criminals. They were looking for quick ways to compromise systems for monetary gain, perhaps through ransomware or selling data on the dark web. ClickFix offered them a low barrier to entry method.
But now, seeing an elite, state-backed unit like Sandworm adopt it changes everything. It shows a strategic recalibration. They recognize the potent efficacy of these readily available, low-complexity attack vectors, even when targeting high-value objectives. It's a game-changer.
Let's dive into the first section, the insidious simplicity of ClickFix. What makes this technique so effective, and why is its simplicity its greatest strength?
Well, as we touched on, it doesn't require a zero-day exploit or a deep understanding of complex network architecture. It preys on a fundamental human tendency, the desire to complete tasks and navigate perceived security hurdles. When you see what looks like a legitimate verification process, your instinct is to comply.
And that act of copying and pasting text into a terminal, while maybe a little unusual, can be framed within a more complex, albeit fake, security protocol. This makes it plausible enough to overcome initial suspicion. It moves beyond purely technical vulnerabilities and focuses on human psychology as the primary entry point.
Exactly. The sophisticated defenses we've built, often centered around detecting complex malware or network anomalies, can be completely sidestepped by a well-placed, psychologically manipulative prompt. The script embedded within that copied text then executes silently in the background, bypassing immediate user detection.
The anatomy of this deception is crucial. It taps into that desire to complete tasks and pass verification hurdles. We're conditioned to believe that if a website asks us to do something to proceed, it's for our own good, to ensure security. The attackers are leveraging that ingrained trust.
And the identifiers like GhettoVibe and ScoutCurl that have been reported suggest a catalog of custom tools and scripts developed by these attackers. This isn't some lone wolf operation, it indicates an organized development effort with Sandworm or its affiliates actively refining these malicious components.
That's a key point, it's a structured approach to developing and deploying attack vectors. And the shift from purely financial motives to espionage means the prize isn't just money anymore. It's intelligence, strategic advantage, or the ability to disrupt critical operations. The attack chain is designed for maximum impact with minimal visible footprint during the initial infection phase.
It's incredibly difficult to detect until significant damage has been done. The speed at which these quick-fix campaigns have emerged and scaled is a testament to its adaptability and effectiveness. The pivot here is realizing that the most effective vulnerabilities are often not in the code, but in the user.
That leads us perfectly into section 2, Sandworm's strategic pivot, from elite to accessible. This group is known for its highly sophisticated and disruptive operations, often aligned with Russian state interests. Their past activities, like the NotPetya wiper attack, were massive.
Absolutely. NotPetya cost billions of dollars in damage globally. So, their embrace of ClickFix suggests a deliberate move to diversify their tactical toolkit and, crucially, lower their operational risk. Why build a novel exploit when a simpler method can achieve initial compromise?
It's all about efficiency. Building a zero-day exploit can take immense resources and skill. It's high risk, high reward. But with ClickFix, the exploit is the user's willingness to follow instructions. The attackers are essentially outsourcing a critical part of the attack to the victim.
This dramatically lowers the cost and complexity of operations for Sandworm. They can achieve significant strategic gains with a fraction of the effort. It's a brutal form of efficiency, and it's deeply concerning for defenders worldwide.
And this speaks to a broader trend, doesn't it? Adversaries are getting better at blending in, operating in the shadows. The more technically sophisticated an attack, the more likely it is to trigger defenses. But when an attack looks like a routine user action, it becomes incredibly difficult to detect.
This is where traditional cybersecurity models really start to break down. We focused on building digital walls, but this technique is like convincing people to hand over the keys by simply asking them nicely, disguised as a security measure. It's a fundamental challenge.
Let's move on to section 3, the weaponization of everyday interactions. This is where the implications really start to hit home. What does this mean for deniability and attribution?
The successful integration and deployment of ClickFix by Sandworm have profound implications. It can be harder to attribute definitively. While Sandworm's involvement is reported now, initial stages might look like common cybercriminals. This allows state actors to pursue objectives with plausible deniability.
And that complicates international responses and diplomatic efforts significantly. Our traditional cybersecurity defenses are often optimized for more elaborate, signature-based threats. The low-tech nature of ClickFix makes it inherently difficult to defend against using conventional means.
The pivot is from highly technical, resource-intensive operations to psychologically manipulative, low-resource campaigns that can yield significant strategic advantages. The targeting of sensitive Ukrainian organizations by Sandworm is not accidental. It aligns with geopolitical tensions and established cyber warfare objectives.
Sandworm's involvement transforms ClickFix from a nuisance into a tool of state-sponsored aggression. The compromised devices are likely critical for national security or governance, making the stakes incredibly high. It's a strategic choice to exploit accessible vulnerabilities against a high-priority target.
This allows Russia to pursue intelligence gathering and disruptive capabilities with that significant degree of plausible deniability. If an attack is traced back to ClickFix, it's easier to dismiss it as common criminals rather than direct state action. This complicates diplomatic pressures.
The campaign's duration, spanning from spring through summer, suggests sustained operational focus. This isn't a fleeting experiment, it's a deliberate and ongoing strategy. Ukraine's CERT discovery is a crucial indicator of the evolving threat landscape, highlighting the need for vigilance.
The pivot here is understanding that seemingly minor cyber tools can be elevated to significant geopolitical weapons when wielded by sophisticated state actors with clear strategic objectives. It's a stark reminder of how quickly the landscape can change.
Now, let's talk about what happens after the initial ClickFix compromise. Section 4, the payload, Freaky Pole and beyond. This is where things get really concerning, as it shows the sophisticated malware delivery enabled by this simple entry point.
Right, this isn't just about gaining initial access. It's about establishing a foothold for deeper network compromise and deploying custom malware packages designed for espionage or sabotage. The discovery of Freaky Pole malware underscores this.
And the fact that Ukrainian authorities discovered 10 compromised websites displaying this fake captcha indicates a broad, systematic campaign. This points to a significant operational effort and a concerted push to infiltrate Ukrainian systems. The pivot is recognizing how common web interactions are being weaponized.
FreakyPoll shows that ClickFix is a gateway. Once that initial script runs, it can deploy advanced, custom-built malware tailored for specific objectives. This means a simple interaction could lead to the compromise of sensitive government networks or critical infrastructure.
The stakes are astronomical. And for Sandworm to be employing this elevates it from a technical curiosity to a significant geopolitical threat. It's a stark reminder that the most effective weapons in the digital realm often exploit our most human traits.
The connection between ClickFix and a specific payload like FreakyPoll highlights the organized and deliberate nature of these campaigns. Attackers are systematically planning operations with specific objectives, not just opportunistic breaches. This integrated approach is formidable.
It requires careful integration to maintain stealth. The ability to deploy custom tools indicates a mature threat actor capable of developing and maintaining a diverse arsenal of cyber weapons. This is a sophisticated adversary we're dealing with.
Let's move on to Section 5, Global Implications and the Future of Cyber Warfare. The successful adoption of ClickFix by Sandworm has implications far beyond the current conflict zone.
If elite hackers find significant value in its efficiency, low risk, and effectiveness, then its adoption by other state and non-state actors globally is almost a certainty. The barrier to entry for sophisticated cyber operations is being lowered.
This effectively democratizes potent attack vectors that were once the exclusive domain of highly resourced groups. Organizations worldwide are now at increased risk from this type of sophisticated social engineering, not just those in active conflict zones.
The challenge for defenders is immense. How do you educate users about deception that meticulously mimics legitimate, everyday interactions? It requires a significant shift in our approach to cybersecurity awareness training.
We need to move beyond generic phishing alerts to focus on the nuances of deceptive interfaces and the psychological triggers attackers exploit. Behavioral analytics tools will become even more critical, looking for deviations from normal user activity.
The long-term impact could be a surge in targeted attacks that are exceptionally difficult to detect and attribute, creating a more opaque and unpredictable threat landscape. The evolution of ClickFix highlights the continuous cat-and-mouse game between attackers and defenders.
The pivot we must make is recognizing this isn't just a Ukraine-specific issue. It's a harbinger of future attack methodologies that will likely impact everyone, regardless of their location or perceived importance. It's a global problem now.
And finally, we've reached the conclusion, the human factor as the new frontier. This really sums up the core of the issue, doesn't it?
Absolutely. When we talk about Sandworm, we're not talking about script kiddies. We're talking about a unit that executed devastating attacks like NotPetya. For them to pivot to a technique relying on tricking users into copying and pasting text, it signifies a deep understanding of where vulnerabilities truly lie.
It's not always in the code, it's often in the human element. Consider the efficiency again, building a zero-day takes months, years, immense skill. ClickFix bypasses all that by leveraging user compliance. It's a brutal form of efficiency.
And this broader trend of adversaries blending in, operating in the shadows, is amplified by ClickFix. When an attack looks like a routine user action, it evades traditional security tools. This is where our cybersecurity models are being challenged.
We've been so focused on building digital walls, but this technique is like convincing people to hand over the keys. The discovery of FreakyPoll malware as a payload is crucial. It shows ClickFix as a gateway to more advanced threats like espionage or sabotage.
The stakes are astronomical when sensitive networks or critical infrastructure can be compromised through such a simple interaction. The fact that Sandworm is using this elevates it to a significant geopolitical threat, reminding us that the most effective weapons exploit human traits.
The evolution of ClickFix underscores a critical truth. In the ever-evolving landscape of cyber warfare, understanding and fortifying the human element is no longer just a best practice, it's the front line of defense. It's a fundamental shift in how we need to think about security.
And that brings us to the summary table. Let's break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and weaknesses.
Okay, looking at the click-fix technique itself, its strength is leveraging human psychology and everyday interactions like CAPTCHAs to bypass technical defenses. It lowers the barrier to entry for sophisticated attacks, making them more accessible and efficient for adversaries. That's a huge insight.
But the challenge is that it relies on user compliance, which can be unpredictable. And the initial stages might look like common cybercrime, complicating attribution and response. Its effectiveness hinges on users continuing to trust these common web verification methods.
Moving to Sandworm's adoption. The strength here is that it elevates ClickFix from a cybercrime tool to a state-sponsored weapon, indicating a strategic shift towards efficiency and deniability. It shows elite actors are adopting simpler, effective methods for high-value targets. That's a significant insight into their strategy.
The challenge, however, is that this adoption may increase scrutiny and accelerate defenses against such deceptive techniques. While the method itself offers deniability, associating it with a known sophisticated group like Sandworm could actually aid in attribution, which is an interesting counterpoint.
Now, for payload delivery, like Freaky Pole. The strength and insight are clear. It enables the deployment of custom, sophisticated malware for espionage or sabotage after the initial compromise. This indicates organized development and strategic planning behind these campaigns.
The challenge here is that the use of specific malware increases the potential for detection if signatures or behavioral patterns are identified. It requires careful integration with the ClickFix vector to maintain stealth, and if that integration fails, the whole operation could be exposed.
Let's look at the geopolitical context, specifically regarding Ukraine. The strength and insight are that it highlights the ongoing cyber warfare aspect of the conflict, with state actors targeting critical infrastructure and government entities. It demonstrates the use of accessible tools for strategic disruption.
However, the challenges are significant. It increases the risk of escalation and international cyber conflict. It also complicates diplomatic efforts due to the dual-use nature of the techniques and the inherent difficulty of definitive attribution, which is a major hurdle in international relations.
Finally, let's consider the broader cybersecurity landscape. The strength and insight here are that it signals a potential future trend where psychological manipulation and social engineering become primary attack vectors, even for advanced persistent threats. This lowers the overall cost and complexity of cyber operations globally.
The major challenge is that this requires a significant overhaul of cybersecurity awareness training and defense strategies. We need to move beyond purely technical solutions and address human vulnerabilities directly. It creates a more opaque and unpredictable threat environment for everyone.
And that covers all the sections, from the introduction and the detailed breakdown of the ClickFix technique, Sandworm's strategic pivot, the weaponization of everyday interactions, the payloads like Freaky Pole, the global implications, all the way through to the conclusion and the comprehensive summary. It's a lot to digest, but incredibly important information.
Absolutely. It really underscores how sophisticated adversaries are constantly innovating, and often, the simplest methods, when combined with psychological manipulation, can be the most devastating. The human factor is undeniably the new frontier in cyber warfare.